This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you wonder why somebody like Justin Trudeau can be so evil, saying he wants to be a dictator and wants to put you in jail for lie for speech. Because they're picked because they're soulless by these globalists to replace them. But here's George Green, who we did get his obituary, died in... George C. Green died in 2015. There he is. And he's thinking, oh, we're going to save the world, you know, cut population, all this stuff. And they go, yeah, we're going to have sex with your daughter, and we're using cocaine, and we're going to blow the whole world up. And it's like, what? Because they're evil. So let's finish this clip from the archive.
And so I sat over with Ted Kennedy. He's sitting right next to me. Mm-hmm. And Ted and I are, he's just joking. He said, George, you're going to love this job. You're really good with money. We're going to send you out to all the state Democratic functions to raise money for the National Democratic Party. And he said, you're going to meet some real foxy ladies. And just then, my daughter walked in. Mm-hmm. Ted looked at me and says, wow, I want to go to bed with that. I says, no, you don't, Ted. That's my daughter, and she's 14. And his response to me was, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I was livid. I really didn't know what to do.
So it was that moment.
Well,
that
wait a minute.
Insult.
That was part of it.
Yeah.
I got up. I walked across the room.
Yeah.
I then talked to Pierre Trudeau and his wife, mm-hmm. who was the Prime Minister of Canada at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in front of them with a little half cigar box full of white powder. And I'm looking around the rest of the room. I said, my God, something hit me at that point. If the world leaders have to resort to this, I don't think I want to be part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even to the pollution and getting everything else, they're talking about getting rid of all the other people. I mean, I was raised in a packing house and slaughtering animals, and you get to the point where people are just animals at that level. And then I found out a little bit more about the details of the Plan 2000, of the annihilation of the entire planet. I said, I got to stop these people. There's something there. I mean, they got to be stopped.
And, you know, my uncle was a great guy, like Captain America, and he did stuff for the secret government, and he didn't tell me a lot of it until he was about to die 10 years ago. But he said, I did all these things because they said we've got to be more evil than the evil guys so that we control everything. That's how we beat evil. But then he was down there building air filter in Iran-Contra in Central and South America, and then he got reports back because he was like a boss in charge of a bunch of stuff. Working for, like, the head guy. And they said, sir, they're loading little kids on airplanes at those bases and flying into God knows where. And he said, what do you mean? Out of orphanages in Guatemala. And he started investigating and found out more. And that's what he said. He said, there's a moment where you realize, no, we're the bad guys. And you find your soul at that moment. And that's where we are. So you look at Trudeau and all these people, they are pure predators. And once they hate themselves and do all this bad stuff, they project their hatred on you. It's basic psychology. And they've got this master plan how they're going to steal everything and be in charge. They're being lied to by Satan. It is not going to work. They're going to destroy themselves and us with them. We have to stop them. People ask, how do you have courage to fight them? It would take blind courage to go along with this and just sit there and play golf and not care. Much less go and serve them and be part of it. They're going to be hunted down. They're going to be destroyed. I don't even want that. I just want them to go away. Because in the process of trying to destroy them, they'll try to destroy us. I want them, to, like Napoleon, to be sent to some island in the southern Atlantic Ocean or something. But it's biblical. It's all going down. It's good versus evil. And we all have to choose which side we're on. And I really try to be a good person. I try to be as accurate as I can. And we are one of the most accurate transmissions out there. All right, my big interview with the top Russian broadcaster, Vladimir Solovyov, is coming up, and then also Jack Posobiec as well. The show we did yesterday was so good, 7 different guests. The thing is posted at Man Up Video. It's posted at Infowars.com. For some reason, I left yesterday. I didn't tell people to cut the show up. I mean, it should have been done anyways. I'm mad, but it was incredible. 2.5 hours. And then we go back to Rob Aguero's, the premiere of his new show that we're airing here on Saturday Night Live in 56 minutes from now, Infowars.com/show and Real Alex Jones. We're going to post all this on Real Alex Jones, so please follow us there. We'll be right back. Great job, crew. Please stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are now closer to nuclear war than we have ever been. And we have inbred, psychotic, crazy people, a bunch of Trotskyites that got kicked out of Russia, and a bunch of Nazis that got their ass kicked in Crimea 80 years ago, still trying to fight the last war with the Russians. And then they said, we're going to launch terror attacks on CNN last week. Bereed Zarkaria, they've launched drone attacks, cross-border attacks. And then ISIS is known CIA, MI6, Mossad. And then they turn around and tell us that Putin's a liar, that no, he did it, with no evidence, even though they caught these rats trying to run back into Ukraine. This is insane. The top broadcaster in Russia is Vladimir Solovyov, and he joins us right now for the balance of the hour. He just ended his emergency Saturday broadcast. We're doing ours here as well, ladies and gentlemen. So, Vladimir, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to try to give you the floor because you've got more intel than anybody right there talking to all the people on the ground. We've already had reporters that are in Moscow on the show. To me, this is very sad for the 130-plus that have died and those that are in the process of fighting for their lives, and obviously more will die. But for me, it shows the psychoticness of the people that have hijacked my country who are a threat to me and my family. So my solidarity with Russia is my solidarity with sanity and not wanting World War III as a loyal American. You're a loyal Russian. So thank you for joining us. I know it's very late in Russia. You've got the floor, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you to all Americans that send the very warm words to Russians who do suffer from one of the worst terrorist attacks in the history of our country. We can compare with 9/11. During 9/11, there were almost 5,000 people that were killed. This terrorist attack was aiming to kill 6,200 people that attended the concert. So far, more than 140 people died, but unfortunately, the amount of deaths will only increase. A lot of people injured. So what happened? I can show you actually on the screen. We made a little presentation of how it all happened. If my guys will get my computer on. Guys, can you show the picture? Yes, please. So that's what happened. A group of four people that were recruited through Telegram for not a huge amount of money, 1 million ruble each, they entered the facility. It took them about 10 minutes to get straight into the concert hall. On the way, they killed a lot of people. Then they throw cocktail Molotov grenades. They started fire and immediately left the building. Then they got on the car that were waiting for them and tried to move toward borderline with Ukraine, where they were waited by Ukrainian special forces that were planning to help them to get out through Russian-Ukrainian border. But they were stopped by Russian police and special services, and through a couple of hours of search hide-and-seek operation, we managed to get them all. They're all alive. They're talking. They have no idea that they were ISIS, as they were told by United States and British and other officials. No, they were not ISIS fighters. They didn't want to die for whatever they believe in, like Islam. They wanted to live and to spend money. Not a lot of money. Million rubles, it's like 10,000 bucks. So for 10,000 bucks, they killed an enormous amount of people. They were recruited through Telegram. That's a well-known way of recruiting that has been done already by Ukrainian special forces. And there were a couple of terrorist attacks inside Russia done this way. Money, Telegram, they're finding special guys, give them exact instructions. It's obvious that those guys were not able to come up with this rather sophisticated plan because the building itself is not an easy one. So you have to know where to go and what to do. They knew exactly what's the game plan is. And they played by this game. But our special forces were one step faster and better. Then we saw this operation of cover-up. Cover-up operation, stating that no, that is not Ukrainian. Definitely it's not Ukrainian. It's a lie. Because right now, on the other side of the Russian-Ukrainian border, we saw an enormous activity of Ukrainian special forces that worked hand-in-hand with Islamic terrorist organizations. So we know that they're fighting hand-in-hand. Who's behind them? We know for sure, thanks to New York Times article, that they were trained by CIA and other special agencies of the United States. That's why when Victoria Nuland a couple of months ago stated that President Putin will get a lot of nasty surprises on the borderline. So now we see what's in her definition borderline is and what kind of nasty surprises she planned for our country. There's only one leader of Western world who didn't express his feelings toward Russians and didn't send, you know, the right words, who didn't mourn with us, who didn't support Russian people after this awful attack. This is Zelensky, this little drug addict personality managed to blame Russian President Putin for this attack. The only person in the world that did that. Even President Biden, although he hated and he hates Putin, didn't come up with this. But Zelensky could not find even one word toward Russian citizens. And actually, as we talk right now, there's a huge attack on Russian city Belgorod. And every time they hit Belgorod, and it has nothing to do with military infrastructure. I've been there yesterday. They hit hospitals, and they hit huge apartment houses. And they hit them with NATO weaponry, artillery provided by Czech Republic. And as of now, they attack Crimea and Sevastopol. That's why actually I'm really surprised, Alice. Why do all those NATO guys trying to show their empathy to Russian people when they love when someone is killing us? They supply Ukrainian Nazis with all weapons in the world. Even French little guy is willing to send his troops to fight Russians. So why are they right now trying to show that they're humans and they have the human-like feelings, saying, oh, we're so sorry, oh, poor Russian people were with you? A few months ago, they applauded to terrorist attacks in St. Pete when one of prominent Russian journalists was killed, and a lot of people who attended this meeting with him were wounded. Every time when there's a terrorist attack done by the Ukrainians, West applauded, stating that Ukraine can do whatever they want to fight ugly Russia. But as of now, we see that behind this attack, not just Ukrainian special forces, but the real masters, CIA and British special op.
That's right, and we saw Obama visit last week, and I said, my guest said, experts said, this is some big attack on Russia being planned because Obama is really in control of ISIS, who's their cutout group. here's my concern, Vladimir.
That's what Trump used to say, that Obama is father of ISIS. He's the guy who created ISIS. Those are exact words by the President Trump.
We have Obama admitting, we'll play the clip in a moment, Vladimir, but my concern is Putin has been very good at not escalating and not being tricked. He, you know, obviously had to after all the decade of attack to go on the special military operation. But this shows to me real desperation by the globalist Anglo-American British intel, you know, U.S. intel group that is waging war against us, just like they're waging war against you. It's just more asymmetrical. My concern is it shows the hysteria and how dangerous they are. And the fact that they thought we would buy this, no one's buying this anywhere. It's blown up in their face. So my concern is Russia has won Ukraine. This is a desperation act. We're going to see more of these. Hopefully there isn't too much pressure on Putin to do anything too rash, because this is a desperation move to try to get him to over-respond. What do you think about that?
First of all, nothing and no one can push Putin into making any form of unprepared decisions. He's a completely different type of person. Then,
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The mole, and they will be just the target. We will have to kill them all. That's inevitable. That's what always happens with foreign soldiers that are trying to get on our ground. We're not going to Paris. They want to come to our land. But if they want to repeat the mistake of Napoleon, the result will be the same. That's so damn easy. They never learn historical lessons. That's too bad. Macron is willing to fight. I don't know why. He doesn't look like a person who is good in fighting, although he made this photo session.
I've noticed he puts out these videos, Macron, where he's boxing and he's tough.
Boxing? He's boxing. Yeah, look, yet another Rocky Balboa. Yeah, like Italian Stallone. He's not Italian, he's French, and he's a lousy boxer. He is not a boxer at all, you know, so.
All I know is empires got to die.
Faggot.
He is, 100%, yeah. Married to a man, probably. He is literally, the French got their ass kicked in World War II. They got their ass, they got saved by the Russians. They got their ass kicked by Napoleon, who was a major military leader. What are they thinking? Why don't they stop?
I don't know. That's the best question. You know, French, Germans, they had perfect relationship with Russia for the last 10 years. And they cannot survive it. They destroyed it all. Germans allowed the Americans to blow the North Pipe. And they're saying that, oh, that's okay. French guys are fighting not their war. But French soldiers are not willing to go and die for Macron. Already the amount of French soldiers killed in Ukraine is more than the amount of French soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan. And we haven't even started yet. They're making awful, awful, awful mistake. And I feel sorry for their wives and kids. My idea is, every time there will be yet another mercenary from the West killed in Ukraine, if we have his body, we'll give it back to the family in front of the embassies in Russia. With all due respect, with all the national flags, but we'll tell the families, come and get the bodies of your sons and husbands. That's not our fault. Talk to your government. They are supporting Nazis. And that's why your sons are dying in Ukraine. Right. Not for the good cause.
Vladimir Solovyov, stay there. I'm going to go to a quick break. And I'm going to come back and ask you big picture in the world, U.S. election, Russia, where you see this going. Because I agree with you. The criminals that have hijacked our governments and are doing all this transgenderism and fentanyl deaths and selling us out are bad. But it's a paradox. Yeah, they're crazy losers, but they've got nuclear weapons. How do we come together to stop this? Please stay there. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, sir. We'll be right back. Vladimir Solovyov is our guest, the biggest talk show host in Russia. I am a pro-human individual, and I don't want to start fights with anybody. And the very same globalists destroying my country are trying to go to nuclear war with Russia. That is insane. You know, I look at actuaries. I look at numbers. I'm a numbers guy. Until you're 50, I'm 50 now, the number one cause of death is automobile accidents. And I tell my wife, I tell the nanny, I've got four kids. You know, three of them are grown up out of the house, but I got a six-year-old. I say, you drive my daughter the minimum amount of where she needs to go. Not a bunch of errands, not a bunch, because the car is the most dangerous thing. And when you're 50, it comes to heart attacks and cancer. Well, now I've looked at the numbers. The number one threat facing us is nuclear war with Russia. That's what threatens my family. Russia's full of resources, ready to do business with us, like Ron Paul said a decade ago. What the hell are we doing? This is bull. And I hold the people responsible that are doing this, and they have done nothing but harass my family and terrorize me. And that hasn't made me be afraid. It's made me decide to go to war. We're taking our country back, and all this BS is going to stop. And we're going to go to space. God damn it. We're going to do big things instead of have a bunch of jerks that think war's tough. And I look at the neocons and the Democrats and the Republican leadership. They couldn't find their ass with both hands. They couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag because they'd never been in a fight. And that's why they want to fight, because they're pussies. And they brought in the sleeper cells, and they're getting ready to torch this country. They think we're so dumb, we don't know they're on ISIS, and they just hit the Russians, and now they're all in the news. The Russians, oh, they're going to get us. Meanwhile, ISIS is back, they're going to kill you. I am pissed, because we've never been in more danger. The number one threat to my children is nuclear war, and Russia isn't starting it. Criminals that hate America, CNN, ABC News, Hollywood, all they do is tell you how bad our families are, how bad our children are, how bad Christians are. It's not the Russians. If the Russians did any of this, I'd be their enemy. But they're not. Vladimir, I'm ranting here, but you've got the floor for the rest of the transmission. I know it's late in Russia, but I'm pissed because this is so...
I actually admire every word they are saying. I think that they're absolutely right. The big question is, now, who is Biden? Is he in charge? Because if we... look at what he's saying and what he's doing. The only question is, why is he willing to destroy America? Because he's shit scared. What happens if he loses the election? He'll have to go to jail with the whole team. And not because of Russia, because of corruption. And he understands pretty well that Trump won't give him even one single chance not to go to jail. And that's why, for the purpose of not being in jail, he will be able and he will be willing to destroy the whole world. Because the world has no meaning for him if he is not on the top of the mountain of power, if he is in jail. So we are talking about the person who is old and not capable. And it's not a question of, age. It's a question of his mental abilities. And who is scared? So, of course, when you have to deal with a person like Biden, you have to ask yourself a question. Is he the one who runs the show? Is this old, very weird, extremely dangerous, and extremely angry with everyone man who is not capable of finding his way in and who is dying for his ice cream and yet another day of vacation? Is he the one who runs the show? Or there is a team of corrupted persons that are willing to kill everyone, like this poor guy who sat in there telling the truth about Boeing? They're willing to kill everyone who is on the way of stealing money from American taxpayers. Why do you have to give $60+ billion to Ukraine? What for? What percentage of this money will go back to the pockets of Washington corrupted elites? Why do you have to deal with Ukrainian Nazis right now? What's in it? What's in this Ukraine? Democracy? There is no democracy. Like at all. No freedom of speech. No elections.
Banning all the parties. Banning the Orthodox Church. Arresting priests.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is not democracy. What democracy? As we have a joke in Russia, democracy is when power is run by Democrats. So then when they call it democracy. If it's not when they are in charge, it's not democracy, it's tyranny. They're afraid of everything. They forgot about diplomacy. They don't want to hear Russia. It all started back in December 2021 when Putin said, come on, guys. Please, keep your words. You told us that you will not make a step toward other borders. Toward our borders. You said it 30 years ago.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the way of stealing money from American taxpayers. Why do you have to give $60+ billion to Ukraine? What for? What percentage of this money will go back to the pockets of Washington corrupted elite? Why do you have to deal with Ukrainian Nazis right now? What's in it? What's in this Ukraine? Democracy? There is no democracy. Like at all. No freedom of speech. No elections.
Banning all the parties, banning the Orthodox Church, arresting priests.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is not democracy. What democracy? As we have a joke in Russia, you know, democracy is when power is run by Democrats. So then when they call it democracy. If it's not when they are in charge, it's not democracy, it's tyranny. They're afraid of everything. They forgot about diplomacy. They don't want to hear Russia. It all started back in December 2021 when Putin said, come on, guys. Please, keep your words. You told us that you will not make a step toward other borders. Toward our borders. You said it 30 years ago. Since then, NATO expanded heavily. You're already on, not on our backyard. You're already in our bed. You're trying to rape our wives and kids. Stop it. Stop with LGBT plus, minus 92, 46, however you call it. Just stop it. We are not like you. We love God, we love our culture, we love our tradition. We're not telling you how to live your life. Don't tell us how to live our life. That's the only thing. Why do you have to fight Russia? What's for? Through the whole history of the United States, you never ever had even one single threat from Russia. Russia helped you at the stage when you fought British. Russia helped. Mark Twain used to write letters to Russian Tsar saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Russia. But Americans invaded Russia back in 1920s. What for? What for? During the Second World War.
By the way, Vladimir, stay Ellis. There. People don't know that Lenin and all of them were funded by the U.S. British intelligence. You just raised that. Bring up that.
Well, okay. So back after revolution, Americans decided that we don't like it. So that doesn't look good. So why don't we go and grab whatever part of Russia we can? And with Brits, with French and other guys, they started, you know, those little invasion groups on different seaports of Russia. And Americans went hunting Russians, trying to get whatever they can. They didn't succeed, should I say. We destroyed them all. But that's not the part of the history that is usually discussed. But in Vladivostok, we had Brits. In Murmansk, we had British. In Odessa, we had French. And they were trying to destroy Russia at all. Then Soviet Union. And we loved Americans, 30s. We purchased as many factories as we could. 500,000 Americans during Great Depression went to work for gold in Russia. Made enormous amount of money. Came back. And Russia was saying, okay, Americans were willing to sign an agreement with you that we don't interfere with you. You do not interfere with our domestic policies. And it went well. But 1945... You have nuclear weapon. Immediately came up with a plan of destroying major Russian cities. Why? It's better to be dead than red. Why is it better to be dead than red? We're not willing you to change your color. Be whatever color you want.
But Russia is not red now. How would you describe Russia right now?
Russia is a great Orthodox and Islamic country. We're the country of traditional values. We're telling only one thing. We are bear. And we're living on our territory. So don't mess with a bear. If you want to be kangaroo, fine. We're not willing to go to Australia. We're not trying to invade the United States. We're not trying to invade Europe. It's
yeah, people don't know how big Russia is. The biggest Russia is the biggest country.
Russia will fight NATO.
Russia's the biggest country in the world. You don't need more land. You've got everything.
We don't need more land. We need security. We want to be assured that there's nothing in our borders that is a threat to us. We're not willing to fight NATO in Europe. It's 500 million people. We have only 150.
I was about to say, what about the claims, Vladimir? What about the claims by NATO and by Sweden joining NATO that Russia's going to invade any moment? Putin's...
With what?
It's all made up.
We'll invade them with what? We don't have enough soldiers in order to control this territory. We don't need this territory. There is, you know, 500 million people. Why do we need them? What's the purpose? With 150 million, how can you invade 500 million and control them? What for? What do they have in Europe that we don't have? Zero. There's nothing in Europe that will be of any interest to us. Natural resources. We have all the natural resources in the world that we need. Access to the sea. We have all the seas we need. What is in Europe that we couldn't buy? My little villa at Lago di Como. They already sanctioned it. So even for this purpose, we don't have to find them. It's already sanctioned.
So, Vladimir, let me ask you this.
So there's nothing in Europe that we will have to fight for.
Let's look at worst case, best case scenarios. The globalists are deranged. They're out of control. They've dissolved our borders. They're waging war against us. Believe me, we know they're bad. It's an outside group running America, running Europe. Best case scenario, worst case scenario. They've shown how crazy they are. What are you guys really concerned about now that you've absolutely won in Ukraine? It's clear the world's on your side. What are they going to do next because they don't give up?
They don't have many chances. First of all, I think that there will be a lot of problems inside Europe. Current leaders will lose whatever elections they have to have because people of Europe are not willing to spend an enormous amount of money on the war that they do not understand what the purpose is. So that's the big problem. That's why they're trying to solve their domestic problems with yet another war. But this war won't lead them anywhere, because on every tank that we produce, on every artillery shell that we produce it more cost-effectively than Europe or America. So in this arms race, no one can beat us. We're times better because we have real economy, industrial.
Well, that's right. Russia produces seven artillery shells.
Clouds.
Russia produces seven artillery shells for every one produced by the West.
Well, I think that it's much worse scenario than that for the European states. I think that we produce more and better. And we come up with enormous amount of great new military ideas. But in our concept, we don't have preventive use of nuclear weapon. We do not start war with nuclear attacks.
Well, that's right. I'll stop you. What you start over, I'm going to shut up. Nuclear war. What is the Russian view on that? Putin's saying, we don't want nuclear war, but it's on the table. Sean Penn says, go ahead and use them. It's nuclear war.
No. We have a doctrine. In our military doctrine, we cannot use nuclear weapon just because we want it. There is not a preliminary way of using nuclear weapon. In American doctrine, there is. In Russian doctrine, we can use nuclear war only after someone is using it against us or create yet another vital danger.
By the way, that's true. That's true. Everything you say is a lie. It's true. U.S. policy 20 years ago changed to preemptive nuclear war. Russia has a law against using nukes first.
We won't use nukes first. We don't need it. We have an enormous amount of heavy weapon that can do even worse damage. Right now, we're using those flying bombs, you know.
Glide bombs.
Iron, you know, it's just
glide bombs.
Yeah, fly bombs.
Cruise missiles.
But no, they're not cruise missiles. They're actually bombs.
Glide bombs.
But we...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Allow yourself to kill women and children. That is wrong. And when Israelis saying that, oh, the whole nation should be wiped off, that's our sacred war, it's insane. We cannot do the same thing to Palestinians as Nazis were doing to us during the Second World War. That is not our way.
Exactly. So why is Israel losing that? Why are they purposely destroying the high ground?
I think that it's done by Bibi, who is fighting his own political future. And that's why there are a lot of people in Israel that are saying that, come on, guys, what are we doing? How did we get there? And that's why there are a lot of people inside Israel that, of course, and one thing for sure, the terrorist attack against Israelis was awful, devastating act of terrorism. And every single terrorist should be destroyed. But terrorists,
but they should show restraint. They should show restraint like Putin.
Exactly. If you want to kill all the terrorists, why do you have to destroy whatever is around and not destroy the terrorists? You wanted to free hostages. Where are the hostages? Why they're not with the families? How come that you put the main goal, I will come and free every single hostage? You didn't. I will go and kill all the Hamas. You didn't. You killed women. You killed kids. Maybe a few Hamas fighters, but Hamas is still there. But what you actually completely destroyed
is support for Jewish people around the world.
That is devastating. I totally agree. Because I'm not anti-Israel. I see Israel destroying itself. I'm being accused of being anti-Israel. I don't believe Israel should be destroyed. They have nuclear weapons. Even if I hated Israel, which I don't, they're not going to go away unless there's a nuclear war. It's another trigger that threatens us all. In closing, I wanted to bring up, just for a few minutes, Vladimir, if you have the time, Jack Posobiec, former naval intelligence, dialed in to U.S. Intel, great guy, predicted dozens of times the last 6 months, terror attacks on Russia. I wanted him to be able to address us and also talk to you. Then, as soon as you leave, Michael Yon and his co-host are going to come on. We're going to continue into the next hour. Jack, you know, we're here with the top Russian talk show host. Number one talk show host right now. So great opportunity for us to be talking to Vladimir have you here. Give us your quick, I know you have to go, snapshot of this and any questions or comments for Vladimir.
Well, yes, first of all, I'd like to express condolences to all the victims of the attack, to the people of Moscow, people of Russia who suffered in this and their families. This is a horrific attack on civilians and the same types of attacks that we're going to condemn these around the world. Then the entire world should stand against this type of attack. And that's why when I look at the type of things that the United States government has been funding, the type of statements that have been made by people like Victoria Nuland and others, who several weeks ago, Alex and I ran an entire segment, an entire special report, where we said that Victoria Nuland was calling for these types of attacks in Russia. We said that these people like Budinov that were getting into power and the intelligence services in Ukraine, we're going to pursue these sorts of attacks. I specifically
warned Jack, I know you're there at your kid's soccer practice. We're going to go right back to you, but Vladimir's got to go, so I'll go right back to you in 2 minutes. Vladimir, thank you for the time tonight. I wanted you to hear from Jack Posobiec.
Thank you, gentlemen.
But you've got to go. Closing comment, Vladimir.
Guys, thank you for being there. Because of your work here in Russia, we understand that America is not over yet. That there are people in the United States that love America and want America to be great again.
Well, thank you, Vladimir. And so I'm glad you know that the majority of Americans, you see in the polls, are against war with Russia. I'm glad the Russians know that.
Have a great show.
Thank you so much. All right, back to you, Jack Posobiec. Jack, continue your amazing analysis because you nailed this, and this shows desperation by the deep state. What do you expect is going to come next?
Alex, it's very clear, and we've got the book. We put it all together on humans. It's coming out very soon. People are already trying to cancel this thing off of Amazon because we've got their playbook. We put it all together for the first time in this election. It's up on Amazon where people can go. It's already in the top 100. It's making people very, very upset. It's very simple, Alex. There is a small group of people that is trying to foment a full war between the United States and NATO forces, so the U.S. and NATO, the collective West, and Russia. Not only do they want a war with Russia, they were, just as you guys were explaining, they want war with Iran, and they also want to kick off war with China. Well, there's a word for that, Alex. It's called World War III. And when I put the title of my book, Unhumans, people got very upset. They said, you shouldn't do this. And I would say, what would you call people who stand against humanity? What would you call the type of people that one?
No, I agree. What's the opposite of Team Humanity, Jack? It's Unhumans.
It's Team Humanity, Alex. Just like you and I spoke about with Elon a couple of months ago on that X Spaces, I said, if you are Team Humanity, then you must stand against Team Unhumanity. And if you're for Team, that doesn't mean you agree with everything that everybody says or does all the time. That doesn't mean you're always going to be in agreement on how people run their countries or how people, what religions people have and different things like that. Understood. Got it. Right. I'm a devout Christian. I'm a Catholic. I raised my kids that way. But at the same time, we have to understand that we have a very fragile world that we all live on and it could be destroyed. And unfortunately, there is a small group of people that is trying to destroy everything that we hold dear, all of our families. And so if you're worried about, you know, whatever your pet issue is, whatever you're worried about, it doesn't matter a hill of beans when those nuclear missiles start flying. And so people need to wake up and understand what it is that we're against. We must start embracing reciprocity. Reciprocity is the key word and the key phrase through Unhumans. We walk through the great men of history who have fought against these forces in the past, the great men of history who have stood up and stood against this, the people of means. And we talk about the people who are standing up against it today. This is what's very clear, Alex. That's right. We need networks. We need human networks to join together in the real world. We need people to start building infrastructure, making those connections.
Well, Jack, that's my point. All these people that say, where's the nuclear war? We've been holding it off. They need to know how close it is. So this signifies the globals are desperate. You predicted this 6 months ago, 5 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, you know, on March 5th on the show. What are you predicting comes next, Jack Posobiec? We'll let you get back to your children's sports.
Look, they're going to want – look, the issue is – that Russia hasn't taken the bait yet. They want Russia to roll into Western Ukraine, to roll into Transnistria, to roll into a NATO neighbor, whether it's Finland or whether it's Poland, one of the Baltic states. And so that's why these provocations are going not. And unfortunately, Alex, this isn't going to be the last one. This isn't going to be the last one. This is going to be the first of a new.
That's right. The State Department says brace for more attacks.
I haven't even seen that. So this is Operation Gladio 2.0, and people need to understand that it is now kicked off. It has now commenced. We are in the midst of Operation Gladio 2.0, and it is not going to stop until the people behind it are stopped. That's the clear thing. And Alex, when we went through the history of all of these different things, this is an irregular communist revolution that we are living through. The globalists are behind it now. And what we found is that these people will not stop until they are stopped. If you think the live and let live, and I know I've got a lot of friends who are libertarians out there that say, hey, live and let live. Don't tread on me, man. I'm just going to go do my thing. You think they won't come for you? You think they won't come for your families? You think they won't come for the children?
Oh, they're arming the illegal aliens. This is it. This ain't a joke, people.
Armed
it's going down.
Armed invasion of our border. Go ask the family of Lake and Riley if they got left alone. Go ask the families of any of the angel moms, the angel families out there, if they feel like they were left alone. No, there's no alone anymore. Now is the time for action. Now is the time to get active. Now is the time to make connections like you're doing, Alex. Making connections, getting outside of your box, reaching out to people in different countries, in different places, whether it's Elon, whether it's reaching out to people that are all on different parts of the spectrum, the political spectrum, it doesn't matter anymore. It's team humanity versus team unhumanity. It's as simple as that.
All right, Jack, how do people find your great analysis?
Yeah, the book is Unhumans. It's currently on Amazon, everywhere people buy books. You can go get it. People are already trying to ban this book from all sides.
We want to send this to number one. Can't wait to read it.
Let's send it to number one. We've got the special police legislative council, the SPLC, is attacking this book. You even got people who are like moderates attacking this book. All right, look, it's just a book. You can get it if you want. It's got the tools in there, and we go through all the way back to the Roman Revolution, the Roman Civil War that Julius Caesar stopped. To the French Revolution, to the Russians, to Mao, to all the way up to today. And we break through in a systemized manner how these people operate, the type of options that they use to foment their revolutions, the incitement. And there's three stages. There's always three stages of a pre-revolution. You are currently in the incitement stage. If you take the bait in the incitement stage, then they move on to the seizing, and then they move on to the purges. Incite, seize, purge. That is what they do. This is what they do. This is what they always do. We can stop it at key points. That's what we lay through in the book. The key node to stopping all of this that people have to understand in these, because we're now in irregular warfare. This is the fifth generation warfare. This isn't the Russian Civil War, not the Chinese Civil War. No, this is 5GW irregular communist warfare that we're facing right now. Unhumans is the book. You need to read this.
Run by BlackRock and the New World Order. Thank you, Jack Posobiec. Get back to your family.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.